Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldar, and today Mesechta Chagiga Daf Dal, the first parak Hakol Chayavin. The Zichu Mesechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Tamar Bas Chaim. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings up rights to the bottom of the Daf Gimel Amud Beis that taught Ezu Shota, who's considered a crazy person to be patur from mitzvahs and onshim from punishments. Hayotzi Yechidi B'Laila, B'Halam Beis Akvaros, B'Makareyas Ksuso. One who goes out alone at night, one who sleeps in a cemetery, and one who tears his clothing for no reason. Rav Huna said, one is not considered a shota until he does all of these actions at the same time. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said, he's considered a shota even if he does one of them. The Gemara clarifies that they agree that if he did any of these actions in a crazy way, then he's a shota. And if he did them all in a rational way, then he's not a shota. The Braisa is dealing specifically with the case where he did them in an insane way. But Rav Huna says each one can be rationalized. But once he does all three, he's kamisha nagach shor chamor v'gamal v'nasamud l'kol. He's like an ox that gores an ox, donkey and camel becomes a muad for all animals. Rav Papa said that Rav Huna would have retracted his opinion if he heard this ruling taught in a Braisa. Ezu shota zeha ma'abed kol ma'shenosin lo. Who is a shota? One who destroys everything that we give him. The Gemara leaves it as a teku if Rav Huna would have retracted completely or only in the case of one who tears his garments. Point number two is taught in a braisa, kol zechurcha urabos hasakatanim. When the pasuk states all your males, it's coming to include minors in the mitzvah of re'iyah. The Gemara questions this since the Mishnah specifically exempted minors from the mitzvah. Abaya answered that's not a kasha, kan bekatan shehigil achinuch, kan bekatan shelo higil achinuch. Here, meaning the braisa, it's dealing with a child that reaches the age of chinuch. Whereas there, meaning the Mishnah, it's discussing a child that has not reached the age of chinuch. When the Gemara asks how the Braisa can bring a pasuk when the chiyuv for a child is only a derabanan, Abaye answers that the pasuk's only a smachta, a support for their enactment. When the Gemara questions then what is the deraisa that the pasuk's coming to teach, it brings a Braisa that taught, Acherim omrim, others say, ha-mekameitz, ha-metzarif nechoshes, ha-bursi paturim menoria, one who collects dog excrement, which was used in the tanning process, one who smelts copper and a leather tanner, are patur from the mitzvah of Riyah, for the pasuk states, kol zechurcha, all your males. Mishi yachul lalos im kol zechurcha, who that is able to go up together with all your males is chayv in the mitzvah, which excludes these people because they're not fit to go up with everyone because of their awful body odor. And point number three, the Gemara brings several psukim that would elicit emotional responses from the Rabbanan. When Rabbi Elazar came to this pasuk, he would cry, v'yomer Shmuel shal lamehir gestani lalos osi. And Shmuel said to Shaul, why did you disturb me to bring me up? Elazar said, Mashmuel tzedek ha'yimisiyara min adin, anu ha'ach is kam v'kama. If Shmuel is fearful of divine judgment, all the more so we should be. For it's written, and the woman said to Shaul, I see a great man olim, ascending from the earth. The plural word olim implies two people. One was Shmuel, and one was Moshe. For when Shmuel was summoned, he brought Moshe with him and said, perhaps I'm being summoned for judgment. Stand by me. Deleka milsa tekesav t'bareis delekiyam tia. For there's no law that you've written in the Torah that I have not fulfilled. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara brings a braisa at the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis that taught Ezu Shota, who's considered a crazy person, to be patur from mitzvahs and onshin, Hayotzi Yechidi B'Laila, B'Halam Beis Akvaros, B'Makareyas Ksuso, one who goes out alone at night, one who sleeps in a cemetery, and one who tears his clothing for no reason. Rav Huna said, one is not considered a shota until he does all of these actions at the same time. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said, he's considered a shota even if he does one of them. The Gemara clarifies that they agree that if he did any of these actions in a crazy way, then he's a shota. And if he did them all in a rational way, then he's not a shota. The Braisa is dealing specifically with the case where he did them in an insane way. But Rav Huna says each one can be rationalized. But once he does all three, he's kamisha nagach shor chamor v'gamal v'nasamud l'kol. He's like an ox that gores an ox, donkey and camel becomes a muad for all animals. Rav Papa said that Rav Huna would have retracted his opinion if he heard this ruling taught in a Braisa. Ezu shota zeha ma'abed kol ma'shenosin lo. Who is a shota? One who destroys everything that we give him. The Gemara leaves it as a teku if Rav Huna would have retracted completely or only in the case of one who tears his garments. Point number two is taught in a braisa, kol zechurcha urabos hasakatanim. When the pasuk states all your males, it's coming to include minors in the mitzvah of re'iyah. The Gemara questions this since the Mishnah specifically exempted minors from the mitzvah. Abaya answered that's not a kasha, kan bekatan shehigil achinuch, kan bekatan shelo higil achinuch. Here, meaning the braisa, it's dealing with a child that reaches the age of chinuch. Whereas there, meaning the Mishnah, it's discussing a child that has not reached the age of chinuch. When the Gemara asks how the Braisa can bring a pasuk when the chiyuv for a child is only a derabanan, Abaye answers that the pasuk's only a smachta, a support for their enactment. When the Gemara questions then what is the deraisa that the pasuk's coming to teach, it brings a Braisa that taught, Acherim omrim, others say, ha-mekameitz, ha-metzarif nechoshes, ha-bursi paturim menoria, one who collects dog excrement, which was used in the tanning process, one who smelts copper and a leather tanner, are patur from the mitzvah of Riya, for the pasuk states, kol zechurcha, all your males. Mishi yachul lalos im kol zechurcha, who that is able to go up together with all your males is chayv in the mitzvah, which excludes these people because they're not fit to go up with everyone because of their awful body odor. And point number three, the Gemara brings several psukim that would elicit emotional responses from the Rabbanan. When Rabbi Elazar came to this pasuk, he would cry, v'yomer Shmuel shal lama hirgastani lalos osi. And Shmuel said to Shaul, why did you disturb me to bring me up? Elazar said, Mashmuel tzedek ha'yimisiyara min adin, anu ha'ach is kam v'kama. If Shmuel is fearful of divine judgment, all the more so we should be. For it's written, and the woman said to Shaul, I see a great man olim, ascending from the earth. The plural word olim implies two people. One was Shmuel, and one was Moshe. For when Shmuel was summoned, he brought Moshe with him and said, perhaps I'm being summoned for judgment. Stand by me. Deleka milsa dekasav d'bareis d'lekiyamtia. For there's no law that you've written in the Torah that I have not fulfilled. All right, so now we go to our Simra Dav Dalet. Our standard Simra is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. When the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of, behind the door, smelled a horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, he scared them away by telling them there are two spirits inside that have been called up from the dead. So once again, slow motion. When the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of, behind the door, that must be where Dav door. When the Shota tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis that taught Ezu who Shota, who's considered a crazy person to be patur from mitzvahs and onshin, a yosi yekidi b'laiba lam b'beis kfaros the makareis ksuso, one who goes out alone at night, one who sleeps in a cemetery, and one who tears his clothing for no reason. Rav Huna said one's not considered a Shota until he does all of these actions at the same time. Whereas Rav Yochanan said afil ba'achas mehen, he's considered a Shota even if he does one of them. Well, Papa said that Rav Huna would have retracted his opinion if he had heard this ruling taught in a brisa, Ezu who Shota zeh ma'abed kol mashen nosin lo, who is a Shota, one who destroys everything that we give him. So when the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, smelled the horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, which reminds us that it was taught in a brisa, kol zechurcha l'rabos as a katanim. When the pasuk states all your males, it's coming to include katanim in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. After concluding that this is referring to a katan shehagil achinuch, and the pasuk's only in a smachta, the Gemara questions, what's the derisa din that the pasuk is coming to teach? And brings a brisa that taught, hamakamitz v'hamatzaref nechoshes, v'haburusi baturim min ariyah. One who collects dog excrement, which was used in the tanning process, one who smells copper, and a leather tanner are patur from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, for the pasuk states, kol zechurcha, all your males, mishi yachol la'alos im kol zechurcha, who that is able to go up together with all your males is chayv in the mitzvah, which excludes these people because they're not fit to go up with everyone because of their awful body odor. So when the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, smelled a horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, he scared them away by telling them there are two spirits inside that have been called up from the dead. Which reminds us, when Shaul had Shmuel brought up from the dead, Shmuel brought Moshe with him because he was fearful of the din. Rabbi Elazar used to cry when he got to this pasuk and say, if Shmuel's fearful of divine judgment, all the more so we should be. So once again, when the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, smelled a horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, he scared them away by telling them there are two spirits inside that have been called up from the dead. All right, so now it's time for a four-block-back chazara. Dav Chav Ches. So the Simra Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more than Dav Chav Ches. The strong man who was mourning the loss of his wife Miriam, who passed away peacefully. Which reminds us that Miriam also passed away by Menashika, but it would be unbecoming to mention it openly. We also learned that Rabbi Ami said, Lama Nisimacha Mises Miriam with Parshas Para. Why is the death of Miriam next to the Parsha of the Paraduma? It's to tell you that Ma Paraduma Chaperis Av Misasun Shel Tzadikim Mechaperis. Just as the Paraduma brings Kapara, so too the death of Tzadikim brings Kapara. So the strong man who was mourning the loss of his wife Miriam, who passed away peacefully, finally opened up and shared how he was glad that she was over 60 when she passed away, which reminds us that if one dies between the ages of 50 and 60, it's Mises Karis. When Rav Yosef reached the age of 60, he made a celebration for his Talmidim and said, Nafkali Makaris, I have passed the age of Karis. So the strong man who was mourning the loss of his wife Miriam, who passed away peacefully, finally opened up and shared how he was glad that she was over 60 when she passed away, to comforters who were waiting in silence for him to begin to speak. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that those who come to comfort an avel are not permitted to speak until the avel opens conversation. This is learned from those who came to comfort Eo. Dav Chav Tes. So the Simur Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot. That must be more than Dav Chavtes. The man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, which reminds us Rabbi Chanina said that leaving the soul from the body is as painful as knotted ropes pulled through a hole. So the man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, while his family, the deceased, on it and said Lech B'Shalom before he departed back to his city. Which reminds us Rabbi Levi Bar Chayasa said, one who takes leave of a dead person should not say to him, Lech L'Shalom, go to peace, ela Lech B'Shalom, but go in peace. And one who takes leave of a living person should not say Lech B'Shalom, go in peace, but Lech L'Shalom, go to peace. So the man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, while his family laid the deceased on it and said Lech B'Shalom before he departed back to his city, just as the multitudes in the city of Beri were leaving Shul and heading to the Beis HaMidrash. Which reminds us, Rabbi Levi said, whoever goes directly from Shul to the Beis HaMidrash, and from the Beis HaMidrash to Shul, Zok Mechal B'Panei Shechina will be Zok to greet the face of the Shechina, as it's written, Yelchu Mechal Echal Yerayel Elkim B'Tzion. They go from multitude to multitude, each appears before Hashem in Tzion. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, that we learn from this Pasuk, Tam Nechuchamim have no rest, even in Olam Haba. The multitudes in the Pasuk refer to those who will be learning Torah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. Dot base. So the Simmer dot base is a bias, a house. So here goes. The unusual Re'iyah house, that must be more on dot base, bias, house. The unusual Re'iyah house where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone light down on the pathway, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Hakola su yamai, what does the word all come to include? And after the first two answers are pushed off, an answer is coming to include a summa ba'achas me'enav, a person who is blind in one eye. And our mission is not going like Yochanan ben Dovavai, who says in the name of Yehuda, summa ba'achas me'enav patim min ri'ah, a person who is blind in one eye is patim from the mitzvah ri'ah, for it was stated in the written form, yira, all your men shall see God, but it's stated in its pronounced form, yira'el, all your men shall be seen by God. This teaches Kederek Shabbal Liros, Kach Bal Liros. The way Hashem comes to see the man, he comes to be seen by the man. Mal Liros, B'shteinav, Af Liros, B'shteinav. Just as Hashem comes to see with two eyes, so too he must be seen with two eyes. So the unusual Re'iyah house, where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone a light down on the pathway, had a half slave and half free man at the front door, which reminds us, the Gemara says that the Mishnah could be coming to include Misha Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin, and Ravina early bases understanding of Beis Hillel before Beis Hillel retracted his opinion. For Beis Shammai clarified that if a Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin is not freed, he won't be able to marry anyone, yet the whole world was created for people to be fruitful and multiply. As it stated, L'Tov Bara L'Sheves Yisara, he, referring to Hashem, did not create the world to be desolate, he formed it to be settled. El b'nei tikkun olam, rather for the tikkun of the world, we force the master to make him free, and the slave must write a note for half his value. And Beis Hillel reversed themselves and ruled like Beis Shammai. So the unusual Re'iyah house, where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone light down on the pathway, had a half slave and half free man at the front door, who could use sign language for visitors who couldn't hear or speak. Which reminds us that Cheresh in the Mishnah, who is patur from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, is someone who cannot speak nor hear, for he's just like a shot of a katan that are not mentally competent. One who could speak and not hear, or hear but not speak, would be chayv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The noble ones walking by foot beside their camels. Camels, that must be more Daf Gimel, gamal. The noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Rav Darshan the Pasuk, Ma Yafu Pa Mayach B'Na'alim Basnaniv, how beautiful are your footsteps in sandals, daughter of the noble, come in nine Raglen Shi Yisrael B'Shal Sho'im L'Regel, how pleasant are the footsteps of Yisrael when they go up to Yerushalayim for the Regel. And Basnaniv, the daughter of the noble, refers to the daughter of Avram, who's called the noble, Hashem Sheniv Alibo L'Hakir Bor, because his heart gave him over to recognize his creator. So the noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, holding the hands of their little ones on their way for the mitzvah of Hakel, which reminds Rabbi Lezim and Azariah Darshan regarding the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel is the Amma Nashim and Nashim Atav, gathered together the people, the men, the women, and the small children. We can understand that the men come to learn and the women come to hear, but what do the small children come for? It's in order to give schar to those who bring them. So the noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, holding the hands of the little ones on their way for the mitzvah of Hakel, saw groups of Talmud Chachamim debating with lots of different opinions and worried they'd never be able to figure out the halacha, which reminds us, Rabbi Lezim and Azari brought another drasha which taught, even though there are many conflicting opinions regarding halachos, they're all given meroa echad from one shepherd. Therefore, one should make his ear like a funnel and acquire for himself a discerning heart to listen to all the different opinions. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous mesechus. Number 1, which daf in the comforter should wait for the aval to initiate conversation before they speak? That's on daf. Chavches. Good, number two. Which of the women Shmuel was called up by Shaul from the dead? He brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him because he was fearful of the din. That's on Daf. Dalad. Good, number three. Which of the women the Rav Darshan the Pasuk, Mayafu Pamaich Menalem Bas Nadiv, to teach how beautiful are the footsteps of Yisrael when they ascend to Yerushalayim for the regal? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good, number four. Which of the women the Pesukim that are recited when one sees they are Yehuda, Yerushalayim, and the base of Migdash? In ruins, that's on Daf. Chavav. Good, number five. Which of the women the one should not excessively mourn, or else they might need to mourn over another? That's on Daf. Chavzayim. Good, number six. Which of the women that cherish is putter from Re'ia? That's on Daf. Beis. Good, number seven. Which of the women that people with bad body odors, such as a tanner and copper smelter, are putter from the mitzvah Re'ia, since they cannot go up b'chol zechurcha? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good, number eight. Which of the women the leaving of the soul through the body is as painful as knotted ropes pulled through a hole? That's on Daf. Chavtes. Good, number nine. Which of the women the Beis Hillel tracked and said that a chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin should be freed completely? That's on Daf. Beis. Good, and number ten. Which of the women one should make his heart like a funnel to discern the halacha amidst all the various opinions? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good, now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which of the women that a hediot is permitted to sew on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Yudimod cotton. Good, number two. Which stuff were three reasons given as to why Hallel is not recited on Purim? That's on Daf. Yudod and Megillah. Good, and number three. Which stuff the women that an Avel may wash in cold water if he has one Shiva immediately after another? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel and Tainus. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.